Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, your host, and today we're here with Catherine Kaplan from the EPA. Welcome, Catherine.
Great to be here, Allison. Thanks.
So, Catherine, you've been working at the EPA for a long time, and I know that you work on Energy Star. Can you tell us a little bit about how someone grows up and decides that they want to work for the EPA and work on Energy Star?
Sure. I actually have thought about this. I had a high school reunion, and they handed out at this reunion these senior prophecies. And I had written on the senior prophecy, I want to do something about decreasing energy use in the world. I had completely forgotten. And then I'd gone through EPA, I'd worked on recycling and all sorts of different topics, and then came to Energy Star, and I just feel like, wow, this is it for me.
That's fascinating to have that insight. I think mine would have said something like, I want to surf, or I want to do something like that. Okay, so if we look at Energy Star, I think everybody listening to Chip Chat is familiar with it. It's the blue logo on products that you see all over the place. But what type of range of products is covered by Energy Star, and how do you choose which products to designate a logo for?
At this point, Energy Star covers very close to 60 product categories. It's everything from appliances to ICT. What we try to do when determining a new product category to cover, we look for things like, what is the savings opportunity? How are we going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by covering this product category? We'll also look at willingness of a manufacturing community to work with us cooperatively, demand for efficient products from consumers, etc. So we look at a lot of different factors before making a decision to dive in.
And what type of product categories do you personally work on?
I manage development of consumer electronics and some of our IT specs.
Okay, so you're in the techie world. How does the technology sector vary from, working with room air conditioner manufacturers?
Things are a lot more intense, it seems. It's a very engaged community. People are smart. They're interested in innovation and driving change. It's also tremendously competitive, and the battles are fierce.
I know that Energy Star has been around on PCs since the mid-90s. Mm. Something really important happened last summer. Can you tell me what that was?
Sure. We at Energy Star aim to refresh our requirements reasonably frequently so that we continue to be a leadership mark. We realized with computers that it was time to raise the bar. So we went back to the drawing board and established new requirements. They went into effect last July. And for the first time, we looked beyond low power modes and went to what we consider a proxy for active mode, which is idle mode.
What percentage of the market are you aiming for when you're looking at the new specification?
We're really hoping that about the top 25% of products on the market at the time can qualify. We have just about 800 desktops qualified, about 800 notebooks, 46 workstations. We got a lot of product to choose from now.
Okay. So we've known Energy Star as it relates to PCs for over a decade now, but I know that the EPA is also looking at servers and data centers. Can you tell us the latest on the efforts in those product categories?
This is a really exciting opportunity for Energy Star to step out with servers and data centers for the first time. What we know is servers and data centers make use of about 1.5% of the U.S.'s electricity, so it's a big product category for us.
Data centers really are energy-efficient buildings. Has Energy Star done work in the building category before?
Oh, yes. We're very engaged in the building category and have been developing metrics for a wide variety of buildings for some time now. Data centers is a new one for us, and so the data center team is in the process of gathering data on energy consumption from over 200 data centers now.
I'm gonna switch topics and go back to PCs again. You talked a little bit about idle power. You talked about power supplies. What is the role of the user and usage habits in terms of driving energy efficiency?
Probably the most notable thing is whether or not power management is employed on a product. And this seems like a no-brainer, but what we know is maybe 5 to 10% of U.S. organizations actually employ power management, which I think is quite surprising. So I would say that a really big opportunity is power management and continues to be one that I think we and other organizations, Climate Savers, for example, are all driving to help ensure that power management happens.
Well, thanks a lot. As someone who cares about energy efficiency, I appreciate your work, and it was wonderful having you on the program today.
Thanks, Allison. I really appreciate it.